Ladies and gentlemen, hijinks ensue. I can't do it.
What is this?
Presents the Hijinks Ensue podcast.
Oh.
Starring Joel. Josh.
Wait, who's on the main stage?
Denise and Eli. This week. Stuff.
Internet.
And now your host, Joel.
Bon Jovi. I've changed my last name.
Joel Bon Jovi.
Yes.
You'd probably get more hits that way.
Did you ever see that SNL skit that was not the whole... It was that one where, like, the whole episode was terrible, but except for the skit they played at 11:55 was good.
Every...
That's oh, all
how
of
many episodes is
oh,
that?
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's a majority.
There was one with Bon Jovi was the musical guest, and they go back to the days that the band was forming, and the rest of the band is played by SNL guys. And he's like, look, all I'm saying is just to think about my band name. I'm like, you want to call the band Bon Jovi? That's your name. No! It's just a great band. It's your last name, dude. We're not going to call it Peterson. Well, it's because your last name's not cool, Todd. Like. Anyway, Hijinks and Sue podcast.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah. Now I know this song.
I was waiting for that. Also, that's in Rockman 2, and I've been playing the shit out of this song for the last week.
Hijinks and Sue podcast number 30. I think Eli did a good enough job introducing everybody, so forget all that.
That doesn't make sense.
This week on Hijinks and Sue podcast, we're going to do This Week in Internet. We're going to answer your questions, and then we're going to get done so I can prepare for a karaoke party tonight for my wife's birthday.
Oh, karaoke party.
It's pronounced karaoke.
Whatever.
No,
nobody
not.
Cares.
No, it's not. Notice that when Denise chimes in is when you say something wrong about Asian culture.
I need a gong sound.
I wanted to have two sound effects. That and...
No, you are not.
And I want you to play them
effect.
Constantly while she talks.
No, that's terrible.
She's like, so anyway, this weekend... Bong.
You know, if you ever get that keyboard hooked up, I can just play that.
That's true.
It's on demand.
So, this is week two of the continuing podcast shortening experiment. Let's do a time check, guys. We're 3 minutes in.
All right, so we need to be done at...
About 2 minutes.
Right.
We need about a five-minute intro, 45 for the internet, 45 for the questions. Now, last time we said... It's up. Thanks for tuning in. Last time we said we were going to take the best questions of all that were submitted. There's typically about 30, 35 questions submitted. I think I scared everyone away with that nonsense now because there's only like five questions this time. So I guess with that plan, we answer all of them. Instead of getting to handpick the best ones.
Well, if it comes down to it, we can come up with our own questions.
No, we've got plenty to talk about.
Terrible idea.
Eli, why do I hate you?
Right, let's enumerate.
In 20 words or less.
Here's why.
We're having a party at the cinema, seeing popcorn.
Oh, wow!
This is what I would have to dance to in that fucking...
Are you joking?
No, this is the actual...
No, but you had to dance in the cat costume.
Wait, Eli, I just want to thank you for correctly answering the question.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Point to Eli.
That's the only correct answer.
1-0. For anyone that doesn't listen back that far, one of Eli's earliest jobs was wearing a Front Row Joe cat suit, dancing...
They're all cats.
...and slipping on butter at Cinemark.
You can suck a dick at Cinemark! Eat my fucking chode at cinema. Yeah, a friend of mine posted some of these on MySpace because we all worked at Cinemark, and it was like for all Cinemark alumni. And I clicked, and I was like, oh no!
Do you all have a secret tattoo that's like a skull with film going across it, or something?
Yeah, and like you can be sitting in a bar and look over and just be like, what's up?
Yeah, hey,
what's up?
You both shed a single tear.
You both know the smell of vomit from inside the
here's
suit.
Here's the racial...
Whoa.
This is the racially...
Hang on.
Driven
we're 2 seconds over. Racial to island people?
Yeah, they all of a sudden just have, like, maracas and, like...
This is they're targeting their like Cuban demographic, or
I think, or just the Mexicans. See?
All right, turn this crap off.
So
we're
cute.
Doing This Week in Internet.
It's a big fat cat with maracas. Those big fruit tats.
We should port that song into Samba de Amigo. That would be awesome.
No, I don't ever want to do that.
They should have a analog to Front Row Joe named like Backdoor Joe.
Oh.
Alleyway Joe.
What?
Back Alleyway Joe.
Like
Outback Jack or...
Yes!
Like.
All right. This Week in Internet, first thing that's happened in Internet is... You're all done with your job forever now, right, Eli? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's done. Goodbye.
What is it? What should they buy?
Thanks for asking, Joel.
Glad you mentioned it.
Go buy Hell's Highway on the Xbox 360 and PC next week.
But not PS3, because you make less money.
Oh, wait, did I say that?
No, we still make the same money.
All of them the same.
Okay, and you didn't say PS3.
Also, okay.
But you get less frame rate for your money on PS3.
Right.
Wow.
Shh. Go
buy Samba
de
Amigo.
But it's still awesome.
And Josh, you did like a marathon and played straight through it, despite the fact that you've been staring at it for part of 3 years.
I have already beaten it. I've actually unlocked all of the achievements already, except for the two bullshit, like, play it for 100 days thing. But.
When you did it, did I not die? Or do I have to die?
Wait, what? What are you talking
about?
Like,
did you unlock it where I don't have to die in the game?
No.
Okay.
You're dead before the game even starts.
Yeah. Aww. Was the death scene beautiful?
Yeah, have you not seen it?
No.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Have a 360.
I should have brought it so we could have watched you getting shot in the face because it's
you should
wonderful.
Do a screen capture of that. And
for those of you that are curious, Joel voices a character in the video game.
Corporal shot in the face.
He actually takes a bullet straight to the face in the middle of a cutscene, right in front of the camera. It's beautiful. There's blood everywhere. Wanted to do that.
If you've
in real life,
if you've been looking at the Brothers in Arms franchise and you were in any way fond of Private Garnett. That's me. If you like the rest of it, I guess thank Eli, but if you're really fond of that one character, it's all me, baby.
What the fuck? I worked on it, too.
No, you left. You quit. And you quit. When the going got hard, you got the fuck out of Dodge. And went to... I'm not even going to say what company you went to, because nobody would even know who it was. They've never done anything, and they suck.
Yeah, and they're... God knows if they're still around.
No, they are.
I would talk to Josh when he left, and I'd be like, so how's the new job going? He's like, dude... The tech we're working on is awesome, but it's never going to be a game.
Too bad.
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm like, well, then why are you there? I don't know. So, that happened. So go check out Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway on all major consoles and computers except for Mac.
Oh, and Brothers in Arms Double Time on the Wii.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
For those
yeah,
of
if
you
want,
missed the first two games.
Sure. Shitty graphics and bad gameplay.
I said we, they already know.
Oh, okay, sorry, it was self-explanatory. And, first thing, let's go ahead and talk about, just briefly, because we covered a lot of this in the comments on the website, that Heroes was terrible and Josh is stupid.
Oh, I never watched it premiere.
I didn't watch it either.
Damn it.
Oh. I didn't want to. I
damn it.
Tried to start watching
you're
it.
You're an X-Men
what's
fan,
actually,
right?
What's actually happening here is that Eli has already won.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's like if you think about the game, you lose. If you watch Heroes, you just lose.
Yeah.
You were a fan of X-Men.
Yeah.
And if I were to say Days of Future Past, you would know what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So Days of Future Past is the storyline where, in the future, mutants are hunted and tagged and put in camps and tattooed on the face. And the X-Men have failed.
Face.
All the main X-Men are dead. Professor X is dead. And they send back Bishop to find an assassin who killed Senator Kelly and made all that stuff start, that domino effect, okay? So episode one of the new season of Heroes was that? Exactly.
Yes.
With different names.
Yeah.
There was a senator.
Exact same story.
The assassination of a senator, all they did was flip-flop, that they wanted him dead instead of didn't want him dead.
Oh, are they flip-flopping?
Yeah, they're flip-floppers. And, you know, guy comes back from the future, tries to stop or start a senator assassination. In the future, mutants are all hunted and killed, and it's bad, and he's trying to stop it. And it was missing Sentinels. That was it. It was missing Sentinels and Cyclops.
We don't know that yet.
Well, so far.
Cyclops is probably there. He was just off-screen,
then,
crying.
Mohinder
Oh, God.
Completely betrays his character.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He's, well, you know, he's always been real reserved. Like, yeah. I should help stop this. I should find
a
cure.
He's a good
I'm
one.
Going to help everybody. Right. I want to uncover my father's secret.
He does the exact opposite thing of anything he ever would have done before.
Here's my cock.
They yes.
Yes, actually.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, he comes out and he's like, they remember the chick that can kill people with her eyes?
Yeah.
He's like,
the black
eye. Hey, I'm not going to cure you. I'm going to take all your juices and I'm going to make a serum that gives people powers. And then in a rash decision that betrays my entire character, I'm going to go ahead and inject it in my arm, give myself superpowers, fuck you on a table, and the entire sequence was exactly
shot
the
for
Fly.
Shot.
Nearly a perfect remake of The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum and the whole, yeah.
He was doing the exercising. He was talking about how he'd never felt better. He fucked her at exactly the time that Jeff Goldblum fucked his chick.
Who did he on the table with? What?
The black eye.
The
killer Mexican.
The Mexican girl that
Maya.
Black eye crazy.
Oh, yeah. Death chick.
And then right at the end, just like in The Fly, his powers are going great. And then he looks in the mirror and his back's all fucked up and he's pulling pieces off of himself. And I'm like, that happened in The Fly.
Yeah.
Exactly. If he pulled out a tooth, it would like be The Fly perfectly. And they played bug noises when he used his bug powers.
Oh, because like, at one point he
did. Wait, so what is he now?
He's like The Fly.
He's really
Spider-Fly.
Strong.
And really agile.
Really strong and agile. At one point,
he can walk up walls.
He crawled up a wall. And I don't know if it was supposed to... Yeah, he just crawled up the wall.
And when he did it, there was bug noises. And at first I was like, oh, he's Spider-Man. And I was like, oh, this is The Fly. This is exactly The Fly.
And it just keeps going.
And so that happened, and then Josh liked it.
I gave a lengthy explanation for that.
This is not Day After Tomorrow. This is not Turn Your Brain Off and Enjoy. This is terrible and terrible.
No.
And additional terrible.
The opening with like Future Claire and Future Peter was so, so badly acted.
Oh,
and I immediately Twittered how bad it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's young, man. She's not a good actress.
It put me in the right mindset of, oh my God, this is genuinely shit. That I blinked. And I didn't care that it was fucking retarded anymore. And I was just like, okay, I just want to see superpowers happen.
Horrible.
This is the first time I have ever enjoyed an entire episode of Heroes.
I now understand.
I stopped giving a shit.
I gave up.
I now understand
Heroes wins.
Last season when everybody was like, this is so bad. And I'm like, dude, it's people jumping around with superpowers. It's all right. And no, like after a whole season
no,
of that,
it's terrible. It's complete shit.
I'm over it.
It's awful.
Huh.
And I enjoyed it.
I have to keep watching it, though, because it's my job.
Right.
otherwise, what will we talk about here?
Well, so, it's not going to be Smallville, douchebag.
Yeah, is that your excuse for Smallville?
Oh, God. 13 minutes in. Oh, God. Next thing. Oh, shit. Speaking of heroes, there was a link here about how you can go vote on which hero you want to be added to. At first, I thought it was the show, and then it turns out it's like a webcomic.
Oh, like, I thought they were going to add it to whoever, like... wins the presidency, they have to add that person to their cabinet?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you get the guy with shitting powers.
Well, hey, they're super ethnic, if that makes you feel any better.
Oh.
There's Santiago. Santiago has... Okay, this was in a deleted scene I saw on YouTube. You know they never said what Hero's dad's power was? Mm-hmm. Hero's dad's power was to predict the outcome of things. Gayest power ever. He used it for the stock market. Oh, yeah, that's true. Ba-doom.
Ba-doom-tish.
So they gave that power to this guy that you can vote on, Santiago. And then there's Audrey from Paris. And she can speed up time like Hero. And I'm like, Hero. And I'm like, okay, they've done that. This is boring. Move on.
The only thing that I actually honestly genuinely liked and appreciated about the new series was the blonde chick.
But she was a terrible actress.
No, that was fine.
I think she had cue cards.
Maybe.
She was horrible.
Why? What's her powers?
I like the way that she's
the Flash.
She basically is like the Flash, yeah. But she still has some kind of time manipulation because Hero can stop time, but she was like, what the fuck are you doing? It doesn't work on me.
Huh. That was...
Is Veronica Mars still in that show?
Yes.
Maybe not. She got fired.
Yeah, they're not going to get rid of, like, hot blonde chick.
They also never said what her dad's power was. I'm just so over it.
He's dead.
They interviewed Milo Ventimiglia about, you know, they stuck him in some criminal's body, and they said, so how long is this going to go on? And his response was like, longer than you would want it to. Whoa!
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
They stuck his consciousness or whatever inside of Weevil from Veronica Mars.
Yeah, I never watched that show, but I've heard of it. Okay. That's who that was.
So there's that scene where Veronica Mars is outside the jail cell looking in at him.
Yeah.
And those are two characters from Veronica Mars.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, I'm sharing a moment of like, oh my god, please say something Weevil would say.
I pinched one off in my shorts when they go, yeah, this guy, we call him the German. He can manipulate magnetism.
It's like, fuck you! Fuck you in the brain!
No, that's totally different. Magneto is Jewish.
He was a German Jew!
Big difference.
Oh my god! Anyway, let's move on. Next thing.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
This is a quick one. I didn't even read it. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. But, oh, come on, story. Yeah. A guy in Germany and another guy got in a fight online about a game they were playing. So the other dude flew to him and murdered him with a knife.
Whoa, that's awesome! I mean, not it
happens
awesome,
more
awesome,
often than you. Than
Internet
you would
war
imagine.
Games
that
fanatic
is dedication.
Matthew Pike was stabbed to death by a fellow player who flew from Germany to murder him after an online dispute.
Oh my god!
Police confirmed the man, believed to be 21, had been arrested near Frankfurt.
Epic,
dude.
That is crazy.
Looks like somebody
did he carve pwned into his face?
Whatever. That guy totally lost his saving throw.
Yikes.
Yeah. What game
somebody
were they
didn't roll initiative.
You know what? It doesn't say, and I think there's a reason
it
for
had
that.
To been what was it in Germany?
Yeah.
It was Counter-Strike. It had to be Counter-Strike.
No, it was probably World of Warcraft. Really?
It might be. It could be either one.
I give that one.
Accused him of being a gold farmer, and so he flew 1,000 miles to kill him.
No! Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ. This was all started over, like, typing F-A-G-Z-0-1-1-0-0. That's it, I'm killing you. That's it.
And,
murder. Sharpening the murder knife.
And just imagine him on the plane. That's all he had. He doesn't have a suitcase or anything. Just a knife.
Just holding a knife in a Ziploc bag.
What's that for?
Nothing. It is for nothing.
We can't have you, Johnson.
Must pawn noobs. Actually, that was all I did. Is like he's like sniped the guy. He's like, are you a spawn camping? And like buys the ticket on. I'm buying ticket on orbits to kill you. Hey, what's your address? Oh,
yeah, it's right here. Actually,
Rubidy Blarbin Strasse.
Well, I don't know where the guy was, but he left from Germany. I'm hoping the guy was in like Montana or something. Like,
oh my god, I will
fly 3,000 miles to kill you for what you said about my mother, Herr Hitler. My mother did not fuck you.
Mind mother is nicht whore.
Dude, your mom's a slut. That's rage. Just instant rage.
Dein Munter ist geil, ja.
That is
no!
That is the last straw.
Who did you say?
Your mom's a sausage.
No. No.
You know how in Eskimos have 100 words for snow? Germans have 10,000 words for sausage. Next thing. Internet number 3. Okay, there's a link on here if anybody gives a damn about a guy that built a jetpack, just flew across the English Channel with it, and it's literally a fucking jetpack.
Oh, nice. No, it's so cool! It is so fucking cool! I want that so bad!
Yes, I have seen it. He looks like Buzz fucking Lightyear.
He is Buzz Lightyear without a
to
dome on
English
his head.
Channel and beyond!
Have you not seen it?
No.
Okay, no, Buzz Lightyear, he has a little wing.
Pull up the link.
Yeah, it looks exactly like that.
It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. Look.
You should press a button and it should flip out.
I just want.
That is so cool.
I just want to see.
That is awesome.
I also want to see him epic fail.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
Explosion would have been better.
I want to see all the tests leading up to this.
Right. If this is his model 98, like, I want to see tests 1 through 97.
Yeah.
I wonder if he
I just want to see that video of him going.
He's like the Rocketeer.
He's like Dave, or what's his name? Yves Rossi.
Who?
Test number 2.
It's like
it just flames out like
this is Project Badass. Number 25. I'm going to jump over that sweet ramp. You can see where the mattresses are.
Oh, I haven't seen that
The yet. Pyrotechnics on my jacket and my pants.
falls all the way around.
Have you seen that?
That's all I got
that's
to see.
That's all you got to?
He didn't
and then
to
my DVR my DVR fucked it up.
So. Oh, I would send that back. So. I would call the cable company and fire them. That was from the new episode
it's
of Always
okay.
Sunny.
I downloaded both of them. I have them here.
Yeah, I saw the
after the show.
I saw the billboard one.
Hey, is it supposed to be ironic that it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but the entire opening sequence is at night?
I guess. I thought it was because
it's
Philadelphia.
You and me, Dennis.
Oh.
I always assume it is because Philadelphia is a
they
shitty place
first
to live.
Blood. They drew first blood.
Wait, is that from? That's from Rambo, right? Rambo? No, I made that up. No, it's from Rambo. What are we gonna do with Mr. Cricket? Next item. Next thing. Something T-Bag related, I would imagine. Jack really Thompson mask. Disbarred.
Yay!
Does anyone give a shit at this point?
Fucking finally!
The fact forever. That it took this long, I mean, is that's a fail of the system right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
That guy's been fucking laughingstock. I don't even care that he was railing against games for no reason. He was just a moron.
Well, no, I think a lot of people do care that he was, like, doing that because he's wasting, like, taxpayer money
in the
court
system. That's
what I'm
saying. I understand that's the main thing he was being a moron about, but that guy was a fucking moron, and he was still allowed to practice law for a very... It's been, like, 5 years.
Yeah,
since his first, like, all video games kill babies, and they rape Hitler in the face, and then come back and put the Hitler age in your brain. And I'm like, right.
Yeah.
I know.
Sweet.
That's why I fly from Germany to kill people with a knife.
Well, but see, I think the reason why he lasted as long as he did is because all of us in the video game industry were writing down like, oh, that's good. That's good. What was that last
thing
you said?
Do you remember when he said he would pay $10,000 if someone made the game that he invented and the game was like called, like, I'm going to kill you or something? And it was about a kid that played video games, went nuts, and then killed everybody. And so a guy made a Half-Life mod. You don't remember this?
Yeah,
I remember this.
Well, the kid did it and then sent him an invoice. And he didn't pay it. Penny Arcade did.
I remember hearing about
that. I didn't realize that Penny Arcade
They cut
did.
A check for $10,000. And wow. I think they donated it to Child's Play.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they did it in Jack Thompson's name.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Wow. I didn't know that. I just
That's
remember
a class
that
act.
The GTA GTA 4, there's like a mission where you have to go to like a lawyer's into a lawyer building and kill the lawyer.
His name's Sack Thompson.
Yeah, pretty much. it was specifically aimed at him. Like that mission was
Tat Johnson.
That mission had like no point. They just kinda like shoehorned it in and was like, oh yeah, I need to kill a lawyer. Yeah.
I remember the last few times he tried to bring people to trial over ridiculous shit that, like, his last few cases were thrown out as being a frivolous waste of time and money.
Yeah.
Like, the judges were like, are you still fucking here?
Yeah, they were like, wait, I'm sorry, you... God damn it. Is
Dude,
it this guy?
Number one, the judge is playing his DS under the table. And he's like, get this guy out of here.
He's like,
yeah, I'm blowing the balloons, come on. WarioWare.
God, don't fail hard. Me, Wario.
Oh, okay. Jack who? Sorry, I was playing Sudoku on a brain age.
I'm sorry, it's just my brain's real smart.
Yeah.
According to this.
I'm a brain age of 21. Cock age of 16. They should have a game for cock age.
Wow.
It's like your actual age is 35. Cock age, 72.
What, instead of the stylus?
Yes. Yes, you're poking the screen with your Johnson, and you're like, nope, sorry. Cock age, 84.
And then that's when people are like, hey, can I borrow your DS real quick?
Whoa.
Oh.
I can't really...
Don't lick the screen.
Your screen's all, like, foggy and...
Hey, foggy. Don't put my DS in your vagina unless you want to get pregnant. Because I've been having sex with it.
Oh, and...
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
It makes sense if you listen to it later. So, right. Where's Josh?
He got soda.
To go get soda.
He had a fountain drink. What's he gonna... There's no fountain in my kitchen. He's gonna be sorely disappointed.
He's just gonna punch a hole through that soda box that you have in your fridge.
Drink! I need Josh to come back. Eli, you're going to go see Jewel State at this con, aren't you?
Yeah.
What con is this?
Actually, this is going to be a really good one. Because,
is it Paimon Sci-Fi Con?
Yeah, it's the... Well, it's weird because...
From The Simpsons.
It says they're Science Sci-Fi Expo.
Uh-huh. But, October 25th through 26th in Plano, Texas.
Yeah, but if you go to Dallas Comic Con, apparently it's the same one.
Okay.
But she's going to be there, but Bruce Campbell is also going to be there.
He's always there.
No, this is the first time they pull him out of the fucking wilderness cabin that he lives in. He's been replacing his arm
with a chainsaw.
But yeah, I'm just really...
That's going to be crowded then, been, if he's going
to
be there.
Yeah, I've been lacking like a...
You haven't gone to a con in 6 months.
They haven't really been.
Since Akon.
Yeah, since Akon. There really hasn't been much. And
did you look at her website, jewelstate.com?
Yeah.
It's weird, man. That ain't her. It's like a sparkly pixie with like...
The one on the left looks like Jesse Spano.
Flowers in her hair. It's weird. They hotted her up for it.
She looks totally wrong like that.
Yeah. I didn't know she was Canadian.
She needs to have like engine grease smeared all over her face.
Yeah. Getting banged upside an engine. Anyway...
But yeah, hopefully.
If you're in the Plano area, go to that. Try and lick her face and get thrown out.
Please.
So the next thing. I just put a link here that's kind of irrelevant just to remind me to talk about Knight Rider. Because I didn't really do a comic about it, and I was going to. And then the more I started trying to make fun of it, the more I was like, what's the fucking point? Why?
Did you see the suit?
You don't make fun of retarded kids.
Oh my god,
I haven't watched
yes.
it yet. Don't say anything. I haven't watched it yet.
You were the one last week who said, you can't spoil the soup.
Oh. Whatever. Yeah. I saw Knight Rider.
Well, you have to see a clip from Knight Rider.
I saw half of Knight Rider, actually. The DVR only picked up half of it for some reason.
Oh.
And it was the last half.
Even the DVR was sick of it.
It was like, oh, God!
It was not throwing up out of the front.
Yeah,
it was definitely throwing out of the back.
Yeah, it was like food poisoning.
The DVR is like, oh! It's like trying to hold on to the bars on the side.
It's actually trying to throw its hard drive out forcibly. It's like, kill me! Kill me! The new Knight Rider has... Here's what's bizarre about it. It seems like they're throwing tons of money at it, but then not using it.
It looks terrible.
It looks... Here's... Okay, get this. First of all, it's in super high def. It's maybe the most crystal clear show on NBC. It rivals... You know, they started shooting SNL in high def, so it looks really bad because you can see all their imperfections and, like, makeup lines and shit. It looks that clear. When he gets in the car, it looks like when Conan used to drive his desk around on Conan.
Oh wow. Awesome.
There's just green screen behind him, and there's, you know, shitty backgrounds moving. The car never moves. He drove onto a train track. And there's a train track going behind him on the green screen. The car is perfectly level, never moves. And the guy, he looks like an underwear model that there he can't emote at all, worse than Tom Welling from Smallville. He has no emotion.
You still watch.
He just stares. Shut up.
So you love it, is what you're saying.
Oh my god. The interior of Kit is not as impressive as the interior of the original Kit. There's no buttons. There's just a big sphere.
How do you... Oh, I saw that. The little...
Oh, is it like fly to the navigator then?
The not HAL 9000 thing.
Yeah,
that
there's a big blue sphere that Val Kilmer comes out of.
What the fuck?
It's terrible. And he's driving a shiny new 2009 Ford Mustang. But every once in a while, it turns into a shiny new 2009 Ford F-150. And they're like, man, this shiny new... Hey, we're going to have to go off-road. We should probably convert to Ford F-150 Awesome Mode with Stabilitrak steering and passenger airbags.
You know,
and
if they want to make...
Disc brakes.
If they want to make Knight Rider good and a show that people in the United States can relate to, towards the end of every episode, they're like, dude, like the main guy in the... I mean, I haven't seen the show, but I would imagine the main guy, the mechanic guy, is like, dude, fucking seriously... You need to stop converting that shit over. Do you know how much gas we're going through on this motherfucker?
Yeah, for some reason, the Mustang is like 20 miles a gallon, but the F-150 is 7.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't fucking care. I'm saving country. You can't... Hey, Knight Rider shut
hey,
down this
you know
week.
What?
Out of gas.
Can't save the country without a tank of gas.
Yeah, god damn it. We had an F-250 for a while when I was growing up. It had two I want to say like 60-gallon gas tanks in it. Even when gas was cheap, it was like $700 to fill it up.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
Oh, man.
You cannot write this business expense. Why are you buying, like, why are you buying lunch meals at, like, fucking at Texaco when you're filling up? God damn it.
God! So, the acting was abysmal. The casting was terrible. They were all underwear models with no idea what they were doing on camera. The guy's name is still Michael Knight. He's like, I don't know my past. I was a soldier in Iraq, and now I don't remember my past, but now I will drive this car, because I need to find my past. I think I used to love you. I used to love you, too, before you left, Michael. Okay, let's get in the car. And the Val Kilmer's like, get in the car, Michael. No, it's just terrible. This guy gets his thumb cut off, and they go, Kit, we need medical attention. I shit you not. Somebody off-screen, like, undoes the latch for the glove box. And it just opens, and there's nothing in it. There's nothing fancy. There's no lights, no shit. The guy sticks his hand in the glove box, and it goes like, and he pulls it out, and there's like a big metal bandage on his thumb.
And a big tire, like,
for the sound of it.
A little tire.
Yes. But
this sounds exactly...
The effect was open the glove box, stick your hand in it, pull out a new hand, because they need that.
This sounds like the type of movie that I would have made when I was like 10.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, they would have been like, and then you get in the time machine. And then, like,
shoot the guns.
My brother's like, well, what's the time machine? The closet. Like, you, like, run in.
Teddy Ruxpin is the friend that can take you to the time machine.
Yeah, and he's
Teddy
like,
Ruxpin.
Hey.
Let me tell you
I
a story.
I had to worry with you. And the cassette tape, like, shoots out backwards.
Did you ever put Metallica in your Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, of course.
He's like, I'm Roger Rabbit, I'm Teddy Ruxpin! He's like, he was awesome.
Yeah, he's just like,
it's all he did. So they, the other thing is, we're sort of thinking, like, when he's in the dealership, he's like, look, okay, you don't have to get the undercoating. I strongly recommend the thumb repair glove box attachment. It's going to come in handy. No,
it's
dude.
It's so useful. You have no idea.
You're trying to upsell me. I don't need this shit.
I don't want the clear coat, and I don't want your fucking thumb thing.
You get the thumb thing. We'll upgrade you to leather from cloth. Right. Or, like, from, you know, right. Whatever this bullshit.
And we'll take care of the undercarriage, too.
The sport pack. We'll throw in the sport pack. No one's ever going to lose their thumb. No one's going to lose their thumb in my... And then Emily goes, it's probably actually a dick replacement. Like, this guy was always getting his dick chopped off, and they're like, that's it. We're going to have to put a thing in the glove box that fixes your dick when it gets chopped off.
And that's like the
lighter. Wait, hookers.
That's the lighter.
Does he get in the front passenger seat and just like hump the glove box for a second? It's like, you have to like hold. How do you hold on like
that? I thought it was the lighter thing where you pull up the little lighter thing
that carterizes it.
Yeah.
Look.
That would have been cooler.
Fool me once, shame on me. Get my dick chopped off by a tranny hooker twice, shame on. Wait. Can't fool me again.
The what?
Moving on. Force Unleashed the movie.
Discuss.
What? That's all I got.
They're talking about, I think they're going to do it with the same like Cartoon Network vibe to get that story out there to anyone that didn't pay. But the story's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, it's after hearing about the story and so insulted by how dumb it was, I already forgot what it was. So, like, Vader becomes a good guy and then a bad guy again or something.
I saw a Darth Vader hot air balloon.
That's awesome.
Thanks for sharing,
at the Plano Balloon Festival?
No, actually, not even there.
No, if it was
what?
There, that would have been awesome. I would have run out and, like, jumped on that balloon and tried to escape with it.
Wait.
No, there wasn't anything
you
that cool.
You saw that balloon
in
a picture.
Of a balloon.
Of
okay.
Another. That
no,
doesn't
somebody,
count.
No, shut up. Somebody at
no,
work is.
Count.
No, shut up.
Stop. Your story's
Will
over.
Can
wow, let her go. Can I stop? Can help? Can you kick him in the face? Can you roundhouse him?
Shut up.
No, somebody from work is training to be a balloon pilot. So, PJ? Yeah. He's training for his balloon license, something like that.
Balloonery?
That doesn't even make sense.
What is all this balloonery?
Apparently you need a license to crew a balloon or something.
It's the same license you have to get for a moped.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. He was like a badass. He flew like Apache helicopters.
He was a helicopter pilot.
That's what I mean. It's just so...
Well, he needs to fly somehow. He's
he
not,
goes to fly a balloon and he's like, here's my Apache helicopter license. They're like, no,
he can do drugs for a lot cheaper.
Turns out the guy who built that jetpack was PJ.
No, but yeah, he was part of the crew in the Plano Balloon Festival, and he was telling us he's going to go to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. So I looked it up and Googled it. There's like thousands of balloons that fly during this fiesta, and one of them was a Darth Vader.
They're launching 3,000 balloons from one area at the same
time.
They'll
all get lost at sea.
Yeah.
They said everywhere you
like
look,
a hurricane
if you're
blows in from out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
Tornado.
It'd be the prettiest hurricane ever. There are people just standing from miles around going, look, it's beautiful. No, ignore the screams. Balloon festival goes bad as a hurricane comes in. Prettiest hurricane this reporter's ever seen. More to live.
And
ignore the screams.
No, and then there was, I
still
saw
the best the you've ever had.
The picture, a picture of like a turtle hot air balloon. But it doesn't really work because the basket is like on his butt, so like it's dangling from his.
So he's,
you know, those cost like $100,000. They cost like crazy amounts of money.
No, I know.
I knew a. I used to work with a girl who's knew a lady who was like the number one craftsman of parasails in the country. Like started a company that provides almost all the parasails to everyone. It was really weird, and she's crazy rich now. But they made the one for XXX. And it was like $20,000 or something like that. It's ridiculous. But balloons are wicked expensive. What were we actually... We were talking about Force Unleashed. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're done with that.
So the story that made me so angry, I was talking to Justin about this earlier, was that all Lucas can do is take everything that you love and murder it. And if you look, if you go back and watch the first three movies, now you're supposed to know the canon that Darth Vader starts the rebellion on purpose. Those movies don't make any sense. It's pointless.
I've actually given up all hope on all that.
Yeah.
It's just
infuriating.
I eat glass now.
You know,
now.
It really...
Every time it comes on,
it saddens me to say
that
Star Trek 1...
I guess.
They won by sucking the least.
I guess.
And I did not think that was possible.
You say Star Trek?
Star Trek never did anything that epic, though. And they never will.
Dude,
they're smart. They're
they
smart.
Slingshotted around the sun.
Oh, that's like a Thursday. That's nothing. You do that,
yeah,
come back
true.
On Tuesday and do
come
it
come on,
again.
Who hasn't done that?
Whatever.
I love how in Star Trek, in the whole universe, every time time travel comes up, it's for a different reason. And sometimes it's real easy, and sometimes it's real hard. And I'm like, just pick the one way and do it that way every time.
But either way, it's still totally possible, and they don't fix more things with it.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, it's like, I just want to see...
Oh, that was the other reason Heroes was bullshit! Hero can stop time. The Flash chick comes and steals something from him, and he's like, what do I do? And I'm like, zip back 4 minutes before she got there and hide it better?
Well, yeah.
I don't know, you dumbass.
Yeah.
That's why you
they
don't
actually,
fucking time travel. That's why you don't hunt a man, Dennis. Why you don't hunt? You never hunt a man.
You see, I came back from Vietnam, and like the sheriff was hunting me, and
it was a bloodbath. You're confusing your life with that of John Rambo. Next thing. Oh, we are flying through this shit. American Psycho the musical.
What?
That's my present to Josh.
Oh my god.
How?
This is the best birthday ever.
This was on Ain't It Cool.
Your birthday.
The press release. American Psycho, a controversial social satire from acclaimed novelist Brad Somebody, which was adapted into a film, blah, 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 Christian Bale. Streamy. The Johnson Rosler Company.
Cut off
something,
the Johnson.
Something. American Psycho develop and produce a live stage version. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, my sweet.
Yeah, the trick is that he actually murders girls live on stage. Yeah.
No, they pull people out of the audience and they don't know.
Surprise!
Right.
Yeah, he fucks them and then he kills them.
It's like a Gallagher show or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he revs the chainsaw and throws it blindly into the audience and whoever it lands on.
First five rows have to wear like the fucking, the see-through poncho. Right.
Oh, you,
and you.
I love Gallagher. From when I was a kid, I used to think he was so fucking funny. They'd play those Showtime specials all the time, and then you go back and look at him. His bits, his act is, okay, there's a watermelon on stage. I've got a hammer. Congress! Splat! And you're like, oh, funny! Yeah. It's good.
It was a much simpler time.
Hollywood! Splat!
Things like Star Wars were good and Gallagher was funny.
Before time.
Yeah,
that's,
Anyway, I just want to. I want to like write. I want to work with him to write the songs. I am a misanthrope. I can't feel pain or love or any kill.
The ATM needs to sing a song to him. Feed me your cat. I want your cat.
Actually, like half the song should be. Who is it? Peter Gabriel? Who is no? Who's the musician?
Collins.
Phil Collins. I always get them confused.
No, yeah. It wasn't Phil Collins. It was
Phil Collins and Genesis.
And
Huey Lewis too.
Huey Lewis.
Yeah, it's both. He has monologues about each of them.
Right.
That's awesome.
That sounds crazy.
When you're a psycho.
I have actually an article.
Go.
There was a man arrested. Man farts on officer charged with battery.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Did you not hear about this?
Yeah, no, the charges were dropped, though.
I didn't read it, but I saw the headline. I forget, it couldn't be funnier than the headline.
Yeah.
Did he walk up to the guy and be like, hey, yo, cop?
No. What happened was they okay.
Excuse me, officer. Hang on just a second.
He was
all right, I'm out.
He was pulled over for his headlights not working, and then he was given a sobriety test. Failed. And then it said,
that's a lucky coincidence.
While being booked at the police station, Jose Cruz, god damn it.
Yeah. Of course, got you again.
He's a beaner.
Jose Cruz then allegedly moved closer to one of the officers and passed gas, the station reported.
So
in the complaint,
scooted over and squeezed one out.
In the complaint, the investigating officer wrote that the police noted a very strong odor. Apparently,
oh dude, he God. Just had burritos.
Apparently, he actually lifted his leg and like launched it. I'm trying to find exactly where that was, but yeah.
Hey, cop! Here's what I think.
And
of
then
you.
He, yeah. Well, he wafted it
during,
at the police officer.
During fingerprinting. Cruz then allegedly moved closer to one of the officers and raised his leg and passed gas. The station reported.
I thought like he'd been over and was talking out his ass like Jim Carrey or something. He's like, "Hey, come here." Suck it, cop. Eat this.
I guess if that's like your...
You know what? That's fucked up. But think about how many criminals they process every day. To give the guy an additional charge for farting on you, fucking buck up.
Yeah. It was a... Yeah. Dickhole. And that one was battery.
Well, and his lawyer...
Battery.
Yeah.
In my defense, sir...
Battery!
The fart was terrible.
It was truly awful. His lawyer or whatever was like, technically my defendant asked to use the restroom as soon as he had been booked, right. And they denied his right to a toilet.
Right, so he just farted right in your face.
And so, you know, well,
I was checking,
you were asking for it.
Look, judge, I was checking his ass for knives and razor blades, at which point the defendant passed gas on my face.
That's all a huge saying. Mistake.
Anywho.
Wow.
Next thing. Oh, potential Predator 3 starring Arnold again.
What?
That doughy sack of governor.
What was that picture you showed me? What was it on the fail? Like
on fail blog. Here,
there's a picture of a Halloween costume from the Predator.
Oh yeah.
And
hold on.
Well, while you're finding that, this is on hecklerspray.com, and they said, you know what? There's not enough of. Films about really old men titting around in the woods with an invisible alien that looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
It's well put.
That's pretty funny. He's so old and pudgy and gross. I mean, why would you ever want to see him? Predator costume. Child predator hands? Actually, that's good.
Yeah,
so you're wearing those, and then that guy Chris Hansen, what are you doing here?
What
are you doing here?
It's a costume party, isn't it?
To catch a child predator hands. Oh my god, why has no one done To Catch a Predator where, like, the predator comes in? And he's like,
well, I guess we need to get
what
on
are you doing
that
here?
Shit.
The internet has already done that.
What are you doing here? Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Is that like a You're the Man Now dog or something? With the predator?
I don't
know.
Is it?
Is that a video?
I've seen it somewhere already.
Okay.
I'm looking for the chopper.
Where they show up at some house in Murphy, Texas, and like the predator comes out and it's like,
what are you doing?
Wait, what's going on? He's wearing like a wife beater with like Tidy whities. It's my house. It's my house. You can't tell me what to do in my house.
And little shoulder cannons flip up.
And then he's like, so you're going to have to come with us. He's like, I'm going inside. I'll be right back. Then you hear, beep, beep, beep.
Ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
Billy.
Oh, my
come
God.
Here, Billy.
I so would love it if... Well, it's Chris Hansen. That's his name, yeah. Right? I would so love it if he died like that. That would be wonderful.
Or just period.
No, specifically whatever. Like
oh,
that.
Okay. If they don't bring back Carl Weathers' arm, I don't want to see it.
Just his arm?
Yeah. It's like in a trophy case. Arnold's like got his hand on it and he's crying. He's like, oh,
no!
Carl Weathers.
Well, I imagine... I imagine
your arm and your machine
I imagine
gun.
like an unmarked car like pulls up and then like the door opens and the arm is attached
the arm
to
gets
like,
out.
The arm's like, what's going on here? And it's just kind of like...
I'm going to make a stew.
Yeah, it's just a character all by itself.
Right. It's got legs. And a giant penis.
What?
I don't know.
Called for
Carl Weathers. He was Action Jackson, man. They should have Arnold be like a consultant for the new Predator. Like, you know, the new Predator guy comes to. He's like, we've got to talk to the only man that's ever defeated a Predator. And he's like, rolls out with like an iron lung. Like, I defeated the Predator. The trick is to evade him until he blows himself up. He's in a child's hospital. Then stay away until he blows himself up. It's the only way.
46 minutes.
Guys, we're almost done. We're ready to move on. God, we're still on time. Last one. Last internet. Apparently, Christians did not appreciate that a publishing company has released a manga version of the Bible to try and excite children about Jesus.
That is awesome. Wait, does it read right to left?
No.
Oh. Then it's not really manga.
That's
true. Would make it very confusing.
It's also in color, but Holy Heroes.
So Jesus came down from heaven and went into the cave for 3 days, then he came back on the cross? I don't understand how this backwards time works.
Right. Holy Heroes, Mecha Manga Bible Heroes.
Mecha?
Wait
a minute.
They're basically doing stories from the Bible with manga characters, so like Goliath is like tentacle rape and... David's like a space pilot, and I don't know. I think,
but
the
he still
Geiger's
has long, flowing hair, like yeah. He's a Japanese girl.
See this? This is David and Goliath. This is
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I guess nobody liked it. I don't know.
Goliath has like a Predator or a Punisher logo on him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for this.
Well,
I think this could
sure.
really win some hearts.
You know,
hearts
and the cigarette
and
companies
souls.
Loved having wow. Joe Camel as their sponsor, too.
That's
but,
true.
You know.
Camels are good.
Camel.
Mecha Jesus.
Wow.
Toe? Greg says Mecha
That's
Jesus.
Kind of awesome.
Jesus should have to charge before he can ascend. He charges for 3 days.
Oh! And then Mecha Jesus can fight Mecha Shiva.
Mecha Shiva! Jesus' temptation on the mountain is just like 4 days of charging. And
the camera just keeps pulling back, and he gets smaller and smaller.
And he gets right up on him. And then there's always 10 guys, like the apostles on the side going, huh, what is he charging? What attack? It's going to be a spirit bomb. It's his most powerful attack.
Wouldn't it be a holy hand grenade?
Oh,
maybe.
Do you think he can defeat the temptation? I don't know.
Defeat the temptation? I'm just picturing it actually is the temptations. The,
Wow.
the singing.
Rolling loud today.
Oh, God! Drum says, Jesus was so overpowered, he was supposed to end after the Frieza saga. I know what that means. It's a Dragon Ball reference.
They used to... I went to a Catholic school in, like,
I'm
first
sorry.
To third grade, and they used to hand out Bible
beatings?
Story.
No.
Ruler slappings in the face.
After the beatings.
If you got an answer right, you only got hit once.
Right.
2 plus 2? Four. Correct.
No, they did used to have corporal punishment.
Oh.
But
then
yeah,
there was
no,
actually
they...
a guy named Corporal Punishment. Come into my office!
Corporal Gunishment.
What?
What? Sorry, it's an old Brass Eye thing.
Oh, God, dude.
Bringing it back.
You can't pull out those references. No one knows what you're talking about.
No,
it was
but,
the pedophile
but they
guy.
Used...
It was funny.
No, but they used to hand out these little comic books that were Bible stories.
Trick checks?
Yeah. Nothing
or
like that,
chick
though.
Tracks or whatever? Huh? You talking about those?
Josh used to draw those. For
no.
You.
No.
Noah, you're receiving a transmission from God Base Alpha 1. Come in. He's got to, like, fill up his...
This is God. I need you to smite thine enemies.
Get your, I need you to fill up your spaceship with all the DNA or something in space away. I don't know.
What?
It's anime.
Was that Scientology for a second?
Yes, it was. Moving on to the mail sack. Halfway point, we're at 50 minutes.
We're doing good.
Real quick.
Suck my cock, I'll murder your family.
God damn it.
Real quick plug for Hijinks and Sue. Check out hijinksandsue.com/donations. I think after the economy went to shit, everyone got scared because they haven't had a donation since then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's weird. That sucks.
Well, my bank.
You bitches got to earn your own money.
My bank.
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah, everyone's bank got bought this weekend, too. Except for mine. Mine was doing the buy-in. Bank of America, hookers.
Oh.
Suck it.
Chase.
They just bought WAMU.
Yeah.
Which means they're
going to
fail
Mama.
Next.
I own you.
No, you don't.
They actually sent Eli all of your money in one check. So anyway.
Is there like foot binding?
No,
or like a
I got a letter with pictures and it says you own all these people.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's going to be like, oh, there she is.
So if you wanted to get in on the post-show action, secret art, desktops, all the good stuff in the Hijinks and Sue vault at vault.hijinksandsue.com. Check out hijinksandsue.com/donations. If you want to pick up a shirt, the Roslyn 08 shirts are probably going to go away pretty soon because imagine after the election, what's the point, right? I don't know. I don't think anybody will buy them after that.
I still need to get a cat and a fish shirt.
Man, I'm going to retire that one. I'm retiring all of them.
No.
I think after the election, I'm going to kill all the shirts and start over.
Okay. I'm going to have to get mine then.
For America.
For America. Also, if you're waiting on a shirt, I was trying out a new printer and things didn't go so well. So they're about a week delayed. But, yeah. Sorry about that. I should probably make an announcement about that. Anyway, HijinksandSueStore.com. Also, prints of every comic are for sale. If you want a signed print of any comic, $12.50, not a bad deal. Check it out. Moving on to the mail sack. Mail sack, mail and mail. First question. So we were going to pick the best questions, but then we didn't get that many. So now all the questions are the best questions.
Yay.
This one's from a new questioner, Hobessie. This might lead to some good discussion. We're not going to answer this actual question because it's impossible, but we'll break it up. You often talk about how games are not made in both the comics and the cast. Josh and Eli, though, what process are video games actually created? Drum follows up with, that's a super complicated question. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of levels of work in every game.
Correct.
That is true.
I think we just did.
So,
next
question. If you want to, take a part, take a piece, what do you do? Anything you think people might want to know that maybe they can't figure out on their own?
We actually send a lot of our work overseas.
And then it comes back magically done.
Yeah, and then it's done.
They sprinkle fairy dust on it.
Korean animation studio.
And MSG, and then it comes back, and it's a little bit spicier,
MSG.
But it's done.
Really?
No, I guess,
What do you do? What's your job?
Well, that's a good question, Joel.
Nobody knows.
For asking. No, I'm a senior artist on Borderlands.
But see, here's what I want.
I
think this is people's question, because I've had this question many times before. People don't understand. I make video game art. What does it actually mean? The question is, do you work in code? Do you draw with a tablet? Do you work in Photoshop? Do you work in 3D models? What makes video game art?
I literally do all that. So, on any given day... I may have to make a tranny.
A tranky.
I have to make a tranky. I have to make a tank.
Codename Trank.
Right.
It's an industry term.
Right. I'll have to make like a tank actually move.
The German tank.
That's a tank with three wheels. It's
right.
A trank.
It's tranky.
Tranky.
It's a tranky. It's a. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So like on any given day, yeah, I have to like. Go in and get, you know, treads to move and turrets to turn. And
is it still true that all objects in video games are basically hollow wireframes wrapped with images?
Yeah, that's always going to be the case.
Okay, so
that's
explain
how it
that.
Works in movies too.
Well, so I guess the process would be, like, I guess we could use Hell's Highway as an example.
Wait, is that for sale?
It is.
Where can you buy it?
Thanks for asking. That can be purchased at all major...
Any fine video game retailer near you.
Right, or Target or Walmart or Best Buy.
Wow.
That's right. And
sounds reasonably priced, even though you didn't mention the price.
Right. It's varied price from place to place. But again, thanks
that sounds
for...
great.
Thanks for asking. It is a complicated question, but okay, so let's use... Hell's Highway is an example. It's a place that existed, and it's a thing that's already happened. So, part of the process is we go down to Washington and to the National Archives, find every goddamn photo that was ever taken, and I shit you not, almost every goddamn photo that has to deal with World War II, for the European theater.
Do you scan them there? Do you take them? Yeah. Or do you take files from them?
Scanned them there. They were scanned there, as many as they could get onto
a
scanner.
Like terabytes and terabytes left?
Or? Yeah.
Yes.
Literally. So then we figure out where the events took place. And then once we figure out where the events took place, we look at the overhead maps and then figure out, okay, these buildings existed. Let's see if we can reference that to where it's at. So from that point, then you start looking and going like, okay, these houses existed. So let's start dealing with that. And it's like, oh, these certain vehicles and these certain things existed. So essentially you're formulating a list of things that are going to need to get done.
Assets.
Right. So from that point, then we literally start building, you know, like we're building trucks and...
Someone starts with a wireframe.
Well, you build...
that in 3D.
You build literally like a box and then you start sculpting a box into what it needs to be. Okay. It is generally the way it
And then how does it get its texture?
Well, and then from that point, you go to Photoshop. Well, it gets really complicated, but you take this...
this question could go on for days.
You take a piece. You take a box, and you literally slice, like, its skin, and then you take a 3D object and flatten it down to a 2D image. Then you paint on top of this 2D image. That's how you get a texture onto something that is 3D, because corners, you know, things that wrap around edges... Mm-hmm. You got to take that and flatten it. Mm-hmm. So you're essentially taking an orange, peeling off all the skin, and laying it flat.
Sure.
And then you have to paint on top of that and then put it back on.
So that's how art works.
That's generally how the art works. And it gets really complicated because...
That's also how I eat my oranges.
Where you cut...
Well, we had to do that with the Nazis, where we cut off their skin and laid it flat.
Made lamps.
And then put it back on.
Furniture. Just the one time. We had to cut that from the game.
But yes, it gets really complicated. It's actually quite boring.
Is it more common that a person would just do a very, very tiny piece of that and never really be involved in a full thing, or does a guy sit down and make a tank?
No. It goes in stages, but like we'll have one guy build an entire tank. Then he'll hand it off to me, and then
him it's wrong and send it back?
Pretty much, and I'll be like, what the fuck is this, dude? This isn't even...
Wheels.
This is an airplane!
He said make a tank.
But no, so I'll take when he's done, and then I'll take it and then set a sort of a rig so that it's in independent parts, and then the parts can move, and then I have to work with code to to take this to actually move it. Yeah.
Welcome
this gets,
to
this gets
our a, job.
Yeah, everybody thinks that we sit around and are like watching porn and jerking off.
I thought you sit around in beanbag chairs making pew-pew sounds.
Yeah, and when one hand,
PlayStation.
One hand we're playing with a controller, and the other hand we're jerking off and looking at porn.
Right?
Like... We
on
actually
our dual monitors,
right?
Like,
We have like a
Why
giant
are you shattering the illusion.
We have a giant 60-inch like television, and on the bottom right corner in the picture-in-picture is the game, and then on the 60 inches there's porn,
right?
And then so we're doing that, and then we clock out at 5 o'clock, and then we're done.
Boosh.
You clock out at 4:30.
I'm going home.
Yeah,
or I'm going to check off some more.
it's
and you go, man, I get paid to jack off. Sweet.
You know, it's not as glamorous as one would actually think.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that
and
way.
And Josh,
I'm so glad I don't have to do any of that bullshit.
You make levels, right?
So yeah, Eli makes individual art pieces, and then I collage them together into something that looks like a real place.
Your job sounds
you
stupid.
You have accused me of being an interior decorator before.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So you take finished pieces and just lay them around in a grid, basically, of 3D space.
Sort of.
When
then I do...
Who decides what makes a level fun to play? Is that already done before you get the assignment?
That's up to me to make happen.
What makes a good level? Places to hide or
like visually flow. Interesting. Yeah, visually interesting areas to be like variations in combat space, like wide open areas, and then smaller choke points. And
wow, I'm learning all kinds of things.
But it's got to come in with
it's
a
like,
story,
do you have
right?
Any idea what we do at work, really. Denise?
The story has to
I
come in though, right?
Well,
because shouldn't they say like, okay, you have to get stuck here so you can get ambushed?
Oh well, stuff like that. Like that's up to Mikey because Mikey does all the story stuff. So if something in the level has to very specifically reflect like a plot point,
but then there's got
to
be a ton of back and forth, right?
Well, and the thing is, part of that is part of what I do is actually just sitting in front of the editor and laying out levels, and part of it is sitting in meetings all day yelling at the top of my lungs about how you're fucking stupid and your ideas are terrible. Listen to what I say, and then somebody else yells that exact same thing back to me.
Your ideas are bad, and you should feel bad.
Yeah, there's lots of arguing involved. Until we finally all settle on an idea that enough of us can agree isn't terrible.
But I guess it depends on if you're playing a story game like Brothers in Arms or like an open-ended game where you're just trying to kill a bunch of dudes for no reason.
Like Grand Theft Auto?
Or UT or anything where you're just constantly going to be running around and shooting.
Well, again,
for no reason.
The story doesn't have to be there, but the flow has to be good. Like, yeah. You have to feel like you're not like, God damn it, I keep hitting the wall every time I run this corner because you can't have like three guys run down a
so
corridor.
So at what point do you play your level?
Every day. Oh, God, I hate it.
So you make a tweak, and then you grab a dude, and then you run through it and see if it works? Or
yeah.
Do you grab a build of the game and put the whole scenario in your level?
Well, I start with a build of the game. Like, the game, part of the game at least has to exist before I can do anything. Hmm. There has to be
sounds hard.
It is hard.
It's hard because
it's harder every fucking year because it gets so needlessly complicated.
Yeah,
for no reason.
And technology is constantly it's never
fuck you. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Make Maraca games.
Yeah, like
well, no,
we the technology is never
for a Maraca game.
The technology is never stable enough.
I want to point out that Drum had a good point here in the comments. My mom said I would never get anywhere with this masturbation.
Nice.
Yeah.
If she could only
so anyway,
see you
the
now.
Baiting channel. Been baiting for like baiting for 10 years.
Like baiting. So there's your dreams shattered, kids. It's boring, just like every other job.
Oh my God, the hours are fucking terrible. It's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Next question comes from Eddie.
Pew pew.
We've seen. You know, I haven't read these. I don't know what they actually say. We've seen political comic books that wind up too hokey and bad. Everyone and their mother has made some comment about Iraq or Bush, the Obama camp, blah, 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 his speeches on Twitter. What are methods do you think politicians could use to actually reach out to geeks?
The only thing that's going to work there is for them all to die and an entire new generation of politicians get into office.
Wow. It would have to be a cataclysmic event because there's too much.
It's a whole generation that grew up before the internet happened, yeah. And they don't get it. They don't understand any of it.
As good as Obama has been with the internet, it's not him. It's his aides going, dude, we got to get you on Twitter, we got to get you on MySpace, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, the younger you are, the more likely you are to have some idea what's going on. But
no, you know what? If one of those guys did want to attract the geek, like, vote, I think that their cabinets, or, granted, none of them are presidents, so they haven't formed cabinets, but if they wanted, they could talk about things that we actually do care about.
Obama's planning to add a technology, what's the word I'm looking for?
Minister?
Yeah, it's kind of, if we had or that. It's like a technology czar to his cabinet.
Like an emperor.
Which we don't have right now.
Right. Yeah, see, okay.
He's creating a position to make sure the internet doesn't get fucked up. So guys can't say the internet's a series of tubes that you can't dump all your trucks on at the same time.
Right.
That, I can't remember, what was it, is that Fred Thompson?
No. It would have been funnier if it was Fred Thompson.
No, he's an old bastard, too.
Yeah.
Who was that guy?
It was just some random
anyway,
dude.
Anyway, he's in charge of the internet. That was his job. He gets to make those decisions. He gets to decide things like IP throttling and, like, you know, preferred usage for business over, you know, individual users and all that kind of shit. They introduce bills like that constantly without having any idea what they're actually talking about. So, yeah, focus on technology.
Yeah, I could deal with that. And if they want to get people's attention like us, they could talk about things like cable costs that are constantly rising.
DVRs
satellite,
don't work.
Like, shit. Well, no, like... Like, I got, like, I found out recently that my cable bill was, like, tremendously high because of state and federal bullshit tax that just kept going up and up.
Yeah.
And they keep tacking on another $4 here, another $4 there.
We still pay for the Spanish-American War when you pay your phone bill every month.
Well, it's true, but
that's really depressing.
I pay for it when I pay for my cell phone bill.
Right.
Which isn't even involved.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. We're paying hundreds of years old debt that doesn't exist.
Those are the kind of points that they could hit on, because geeks care about, like, frugal little things like that. Yeah.
Well, think about
this,
though.
And then they're like, hey, we took care of that. Ted, we're like, Stevens, fuck yeah, I'll hire that guy.
Here's the thing. It was Ted Stevens that was the dump truck guy in the tubes. I think he's asking, how do they get a hold of us? I don't want a mass email. I don't want to go see your MySpace page. I liked that Obama did the my.obama.com that was basically more of a community forum and a blog.
Well, I've appreciated that Obama does have, for all intents and purposes, a really well-done website.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent time, like, going through, reading through, like,
wouldn't that make you
shit.
I mean, as superficial as that sounds, wouldn't that make you make a decision if McCain had, like, a PowerPoint? You know, like click to see a picture of my face, click, and like, click to read
it's
about,
my face,
click. And then, like, animated GIFs of, like, dancing congressmen versus, like, a really well-done site.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would make me think they were actually in some way in touch with what I cared about.
This makes the point that I didn't get to see the debate last night, but I was driving home and I was listening to NPR, and they talked about how McCain was like a 20th century president and Obama seemed more like a 21st century president, where things like the internet and things about...
To be fair, McCain's lived through the entire 20th century.
Well, sure, but he doesn't act like... The internet is a big deal, you know, like,
it's
well,
not. He doesn't use it. He said he doesn't use it. He has not used it.
And there you go. That's how you're going to get like the geek vote.
The number one way that I communicate with every person living or dead that I care about, the way that I get information, the way that I function, the way my business runs, is something he just thinks is like a frivolous thing that we don't. I don't use it.
Yeah.
I don't use the internet.
And that right there is how you would get the vote.
Here's what I would say. I agree with Josh that. In our lifetimes, I don't think we'll see the political reformation necessary to have a working political system that actually isn't full of corruption and greed and, you know,
$700 billion
bailouts
for
banks.
The problem with that, one, that's never going to happen.
You'd have to start over.
Well, that's,
two,
that's human.
The biggest problem,
normal
human error.
The
biggest problem is that it's going to be one more entire generation before... people in the government have any idea what the fuck is going on now.
Yeah, there
and
has
the thing
to be
is,
60-year-old dudes that grew up with the internet.
Right. The problem there is that a whole generation from now,
we'll
all of us
different.
That are running the country aren't going to have any idea what the fuck this, like,
maybe
Quattronet is or
maybe,
whatever.
Maybe not.
And
I mean, this might be a turning point.
It's not a turning. This has always been the case.
Yeah, but...
Asking, this has never happened before.
Asking
though.
For a government without greed and corruption and all that stuff...
Never.
That's never going to happen.
Not
because
no, I mean, this
that's
is
that's human. That's humans wanting greed. That happens everywhere.
But yeah, see
that happens
thing is,
where I work.
The
that
power struggle,
like,
the power struggle, the power struggle that the need that you have to want to be an upper level politician is not the need to do good and to make the world a good place. It's to make amazing amounts of money, have influence over global events, feel powerful, feel like you got a big dick, and. Typically not have to do your job very well or very hard. I mean, every time, I know that they're skewed, I know they're edited for comedy purposes, but every single time Colbert interviews a state representative, I cry. Because these are the people in charge of making decisions that affect me every day.
Yeah.
And they're fucking morons. They're absolutely fucking morons. And I'm not saying that all politicians are, but the fact that you can rise to power and be an incredibly stupid person blows my mind.
Well but we live in a country of morons.
Well, not even that. Okay, I'm just going to say that as bad as the government is, this is still better than a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. I mean, it's terrible right
and
now.
And I also
but
appreciate that I have the right to say all this stuff.
Right. So that's all good.
The stormtroopers are going to be coming through the door any
second. No, I should get away from this window.
But it's funny because I was reading a news article on, well, not a news article, but an article on Newsweek last night saying that it's interesting that the people are saying that elitism, however you pronounce that, and in politics is like, it's a bad word now. Like,
That is such bullshit.
They say like that's interesting when everybody else would hold to a higher standard, like, you know, athletes
our biggest,
or whatever.
Our smartest,
they have to be the best in the
our
world.
Our smartest people should be running the country.
Right. And
not
they,
our most influential with big business.
Not
something.
Our right. folksiest.
Right. Yes. That's exactly that what they bullshit. Were saying is that people who, not everybody, but certain you interview certain supporters of Palin and they're like, oh, she's just like me. She's a mom with 5 kids and I can totally relate to her.
You shouldn't be running the country.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, why can't it be like a Harvard-educated lawyer who's been in, like, you know, who's been a professor of law? Why is that
I
a bad thing that you
that
can't
maybe
relate?
Came from humble beginnings, that knows what the American struggle is, but not somebody who the only thing they've ever known is millions and millions of dollars.
That's
and
that's part
30
of the reason
houses.
Why I think some of those people will never get in that position because they realize that no matter what I do, that I'll never be able to change. Like, I'll never be able to change the system or the people that are here. Because, like, again, corruption, like, everybody comes out, oh, remove corruption. That's like saying, you know, we'll kill terrorism. It's like, people are going to hate you
it's
forever.
It's a concept. It's a concept that you can't destroy. You right. can't destroy it's, hate. You can't destroy love. You can't destroy corruption or terrorism or anything. I saw something on, I think it was Jon Stewart a couple days ago, and I hate it that I can't remember the exact quote or who it was about, but it struck a chord with me, that there was a quote from a guy. They were asking him on Fox News what he thought about two people that were strongly opposing the bank bailout. And he goes, those guys are two intellectuals, if you know what I mean. They're elitist intellectuals. They don't know what's important. But, you know, and that was his argument. So then Stewart goes back and goes, yeah, those fucking intellectuals. Number one, exactly what Denise said. Why don't we like intellectuals running our country? Number two, he reads off the guy's educational resume. He was, like, educated at Harvard, at, like, he spent some time at Cambridge. He was the education secretary under, like, the first term of George Bush. And he's, like, fucking educated. He said Ivy League educated, like, liberal intellectuals. And this guy went to, like, 4 Ivy League schools and was the Secretary of Education.
I mean, come on. Why? I want somebody smarter than me running the fucking government. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
And you know for a fact that the person currently at the highest level of government isn't as smart as anyone at this table.
No, but he's probably awesome when he's on coke.
Yeah, he's good at a party, I'm sure. But
okay,
he has a great party,
too. In all honesty, I would totally fucking get fucking shit-faced with George Bush. That is the only thing I would ever want to do with him.
Why
would
Hey, Josh. Hey, I'm going to do a keg stand. It's Beavis.
Okay, I guess to answer this question fully, if they want to get the vote, they should just be like,
Buffy rules! Send him his high school football rules!
Wild Stallion!
In all honesty, and somebody said this in the comments too, and even Obama doesn't do this, and I know he can't because of the climate that we're in, but if somebody came out and they asked a stupid-ass question and they went, what? What the fuck is wrong with you? That is a dumbass question. Next, you know, let's talk about something real. If somebody actually came out and talked like a human being would talk, I would pay so much. Unfortunately, the last guy that did that was Mike Gravel, and he's such a nut job. But I applauded him.
Did Ron Paul kind of do that?
He does a bit, but yeah. I really applauded Mike Gravel for being at the debates and being like flabbergasted at the quality of questions being asked to people that might run the country. When people say stuff like, do you really think Hillary supported Obama enough with that speech? Shut the fuck up! We're at war. We're at multiple wars. No one can afford gas. The economy is going to shit. Shut the fuck up. This isn't People Magazine. It's not Entertainment Tonight. Talk about something that matters. And if a politician came out talking like that who wasn't a crazy old coot like Mike Gravel, I would pay so much attention to that.
Yep.
Regardless of what he had to say, if he just talked like a human, I would at least listen.
But you know what? Everybody go out, make a difference, vote.
Vote.
Just make sure you vote the right way and don't vote for that fucking moron. And you know what I'm talking about.
Not saying which one, but
the black
Obama.
One.
Vote the black.
Oh, I'll say right now, if you're listening to this
Why
podcast,
is it gotta be black?
I strongly support Obama. Black. So there's my.
It's only because he has a nice website.
Yeah, that's it.
Actually, I support Obama solely because
he friended me on MySpace. So
no, because he has enough control over his campaign that everywhere you see any official materials, it all uses the same font.
Yeah, and it's classy. It's classy design.
If you so he appeals to the graphic card
from a design standpoint.
No, seriously,
his campaign
does.
Is fucking flawless.
Yeah,
it is scary to look at.
If you look at me and Obama's relationship on Facebook, it's complicated. All right, next. Let's see.
I have breaking news.
What's
in
that?
The newsroom, panic room.
Panic room?
Paul Newman's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Heard at age 83. Back to you, Joel.
Paul Newman
dead
today.
Make his, he still get his dressing, though?
Reports coming into the panic room is that, yes, that production...
So his legacy lives on.
Production of his food
and parts of him will live on in the dressing room.
No.
Yes.
Didn't he do a movie with a monkey? Or was that Burt Reynolds?
What?
That was Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Any which way but loose.
What you don't know about Paul Newman's dressing that could kill you tonight.
And your children.
Give me one more.
Okay, hang on.
Doing movies with monkeys. Is it safe? More at 11. Next question. Jesse Monster says, this has the potential to be amazing or fail. Check out The Writers, Clone High, The Lonely Island, How I Met Your Mother, Not Another Teen Movie, and Will Forte. What is it? It is... Oh, no. It's called Extreme Movie. It's not produced by the... It's not directed by the two guys that do all the other date movie and rape movie and date rape movie and...
rape date movie?
Okay,
fat
can I movie. Can I give my impression of those movies?
Mm-hmm.
I have my DVR set up so that it record. It starts like 5 minutes early, so that just in case, like Sunny in Philadelphia, for whatever reason, the time gets off, mm-hmm. or football game's on, or something, and it shifts things around. So I have it set to record 5 minutes early. I started watching last night, and it was the very end of, I think it was a date movie with Willow.
Yeah, Willow was Allison Hannigan. That was the first one that pair made before they made Meet the Spartans, an epic fail movie. And
okay, so I saw the last like 5 minutes of that.
Mm-hmm. And disaster movie.
And I diarrheaed my pants.
And then ate it.
Then smelled it and threw up.
Yeah.
Because it was all bad.
Yeah.
And then I threw away my TV.
Well, thank
you.
They took the scary movie really idea and the Naked Gun idea, and then they said, hey, remember this movie?
Let's take out all the funny parts
next.
And then make our own movie.
Hey, remember this movie? Next. Hey, remember this movie? Next.
Yeah, but
oh my god, I totally remember that movie. I saw that movie too.
They didn't even use like the Naked Gun concept, or like
what,
any of
make
those...
it funny.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Have Leslie Nielsen.
Oh god,
that was O.J. Simpson should start
it's,
it. Before
the
he killed
intro
people?
With the fucking siren on the hood driving.
Yeah.
It, that was that the, alone was funny.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like they decided not to. They took out all the things that are funny about that, which is funny jokes with an additional like visual joke to go with it, and then these fucking morons are like, oh, you just bring out somebody like blah blah blah,
someone that looks like Napoleon Dynamite comes out and goes god,
right.
And then next
and
like,
again
next scene.
I guess that appeals to the Walmart crowd because apparently
the Walmart crowd
loves that kind of shit.
Yeah. Except that is ranked as the worst movie of all time on Rotten Tomatoes.
It probably... But I bet you if you look up like DVD sales, I bet you it sells pretty well.
I bet it does too.
Yeah, you know, like Uwe Boll's like Alone in the Dark, I mean, that still made money on DVD because people are retarded.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
This is... Since you said Naked Gun, it reminded me of O.J. Simpson. the last skit on Saturday Night Live last time, which that was a horrible episode.
Oh, that was terrible.
With
that was so bad.
The Green Goblin's kid.
Yeah.
That was so bad. But the last skit...
This season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last weekend was really bad.
Was the last 5 minutes where they shove all the comedy gold so that no one's awake to see it. They did a skit where they were trying to select a jury for O.J.'s new trial. And, they're like, we're just having a really hard time finding unbiased jurors, so we're going to interview the jurors now. You, sir, and you've never heard of Mr. Simpson? No, I've never heard of him. And where have you been for the last 20 years? Oh, I've been in a coma. I just woke up today, and they drove me straight here. And they're like, okay, we'll take you. And the next guy, they're like, and you, sir, what's your story? He goes, oh, I was hiking in the mountains, and I got frozen. I've been frozen for 16 years, and... So you've never heard of O.J. Simpson, the guy that killed all those people? Like, oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Was...
So
I had jury duty
that
like that, a week ago,
that
and
joke
that's
was
exactly
funny for a
how
second,
I got out
and
of it.
Kept going.
Yeah,
that's
the true.
But it did end with Andy Samberg dressed up as an alien, like from the planet Floop Floor, and they're like, and you've you just got here, and he's like, yes, I came to stop O.J. Simpson from killing all those people. Am I late?
Am I too late? Anyway, you went to jury duty, what?
Oh, no, I was going to say that's how I got out of it. I just, like, pointed at the guy. I was like, what's up, bro?
What's up? Haven't seen you in a while.
Marcus, you owe me $5.
Yeah, that's he totally how I got
it. Is your system still hot?
I need my knife back. What'd you use my knife for?
So this movie that we're looking at here, Extreme Movie, maybe it's just poorly titled, but it is done by Chris Miller, who did Clone High.
And Phil Lord. Yeah, those two.
Andy Samberg has never been involved in a good movie. Akiva Schaffer's from Lonely Island. Oh, so is Andy Samberg.
Andy, though. Akiva, and Yorma. Those three are all Lonely Island.
They're funnier than him unless he... I mean, he's funnier. He was always funnier than he is on SNL. SNL is just terrible.
God, it's so falling off.
Oh, dude, it's beyond. Yeah. I mean, you've been saying this for 5 years, but now it's like an hour and a half of epically unfunny.
Awkward.
Yeah, like, you know, oh, God.
Like, Weekend Update was still funny.
But they're losing Amy Poehler, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's just going to
be.
They
have no cast. They have no cast.
Yeah, because they got the guy in this last weekend that came out in his underwear and he was like the sexual harassment guy. That was funny. But only because he was shoving his junk in Amy Poehler's face, and she was trying to claw away from
him
desperately.
No, that was funny. That was funny. That was the guy from American Apparel who keeps getting lawsuits for sexual harassment when he's constantly like walking around in underwear and like spreading his butt cheeks and putting them on people and stuff. That was good. SNL is an hour and a half long. They could condense it to 30 minutes, and half of it still wouldn't be funny.
Hour and 20.
So,
would you quit being a clock Nazi over there?
What? I'm just looking. I can see it from right here.
We're doing good. No, we need that. We need help.
Yeah.
Next thing. Next question.
After the lengthy political debate that was just completely unfunny.
No, but hey, they tune in for all of it. Mad Mardigan, what are your favorite awful movie quotes? Mine is from Alien. The Alien from I Come in Peace saying, I come in peace. And then Dolph Lundgren, you will go in pieces.
Oh, no.
Classic.
That movie was actually called I Come in Peace. This alien, like, comes right down into York and starts killing people.
Porno?
Right. Whatever.
Is peace, like, a European name or something?
I would vote for every single word Schwarzenegger.
It's pronounced Pache.
That reminds me briefly of the Twitter comment that I made, where it was, and Joel seemed to be the only person who got this, which was, pickles and what was it?
Pickles and sweet jam.
Yeah, pickles and sweet jam. Because I went up to a place where they had fried pickles, and they brought out this little jam stuff, and it tasted really good. And I was like, pickles and sweet jam. That sounds like
a pimp hooker combo.
Yeah, and so I posted it, and sweet Joel's like, dude, that's a great name for a pimp. And I was
sweet
like,
sweet jam the pimp.
Yes, I was like, because Denise didn't think that pickles sounded like the name of a hooker. I was like, that totally sounds like the name of a hooker.
That's a totally valid hooker name.
Pickles? You know,
I rewatched the episode of Frisky
Alternate
Dingo.
Lifestyle.
The first episode with Xander living in the box.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got Simone working for him. She's our employee of the month. Wait, man, when you got? You give me them needles. I'm not done yet, Simone. He's boiling needles.
Man, what you do? Kick you in the face.
Anyway,
You live for the opportunity to do that on the air.
Oh, I love that show. And I got my Lucy's. Are those loose condoms? Yeah, pick them up, clean them, hang them out to dry. And you give them to people? No, put them back where I found them. The Lucy's. The Xander Cruz Outreach Center. So,
agrees.
The worst movie quotes of all time can all be found coming out of Arnold Schwarzenegger's blue lit mouth in Batman Forever.
Oh, okay. God. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, that entire movie.
Wow. That was only watchable with.
I'm going to put you on ice.
With
it's cold.
Riff Tracks.
Yes.
Riff Tracks made that totally watchable.
Suck my ice dick.
Yeah.
My anus is freezing.
My popsicle is hard.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Every single word. Time to chill.
Yeah.
Chill out. Suck on my ace, dick, and chill.
Shut up.
Horrible.
Yeah. Stop it.
What other movies have the worst quotes of all time? This is a hard one. This is going to be one where I'm going to brain fart and forget everything else.
The majority of the movies that I own have.
That's true. I've still got your copy of Frankenfish. I need to give that back to you today.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
So you can watch it again.
I was looking for that.
You know, there's that one part in Ricky O where the the girl guy, the one that we're never really sure on, like, punches Ricky in slow motion in the chest. And just that one statement of, I hit your death spot.
Yeah.
And the way she says it,
he.
I will always, whatever. Right. But I don't know.
Well, no, mainstream okay, movies.
That,
mainstream
that
movies.
Had so. A good, that had a good one because that's where he cuts open the guy's guts and they fall out. And then he takes the guts and starts choking the guy with his guts.
Oh, yeah, and the guy in the background is like, that takes real guts!
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, like, fail.
What about mainstream movies?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Well, because the movies that I like to watch in mainstream don't have shitty liners like that. Because they're all good.
they're putting more quotes in here. Eyes to see you.
Oh, God.
That's all there is. That movie has the worst.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of it right there. Well, I mean, then you have your classics like Predator, where like he takes the guy's trying to sneak up from behind.
Dude, get to the chopper is the best line.
He throws no. But he throws the sword or the big ass Rambo knife and stabs him right in the chest. He's like, stick around.
And
you're like, oh god. Like,
all right, I'm gonna someone has to look. I think it's safe to say that Schwarzenegger is guilty of all of them.
Yes.
So Arnold. I can't spell Schwarzenegger worst movie quotes. Let's see if anyone's got any lists for me here. It's like Arnold Schwartz.
You know, I'm going to take this in a different direction.
The what? Okay.
The entire movie of Glengarry Glen Ross.
What?
No. They're awesome quotes.
You've never been in sales. Oh, okay. I was going to say, don't say that's bad. That movie is every sales job I've ever had. It's timeless. Jesus Christ. That and then Boiler Room, which was a remake of Glengarry Glen Ross, basically, but still good.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, that movie's awesome.
That's like the English movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger wiki quote. Let's take a look. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
That's how you take down a motherfucker. That's right.
It's not a tumor. Let's see. This is not. Oh,
it's because he's a mailbox head,
dumbass.
I can't believe I choked.
What are you talking about?
I guess any sound.
What do you think we're talking about? The one thing we're always talking about that you have no fucking idea.
Oh, which is I made a C-Lab. Twitter. I made a Twitter post that I was hoping you would reply to because, I went to go see Burn After Reading, which, by the way, everybody needs to watch that.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that. I want to.
Fantastic movie. Good. There was a band playing, you know how like Cinemark and all those places, like they're like, and now you're listening to the fine sounds of so and so, and they'll play
Josh
like,
Groban made
brought
some
to
more
you by
music.
Cinemark Music,
right? And they play
enjoy
like
enjoy the show.
Yeah, they play like a minute and a half of it, and then they cut it off. There was a band. That was called Tin Fins, and I shit you not. Like,
what?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
They were like, "That's the latest from Tin Fins," and I was like, "I was like,
ironic poppy punk."
Yeah, I was like eating popcorn. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Like, just like you cough up all the popcorn.
Yeah, ugh. Tin Fins.
So,
we took nature's most perfect killing machine and needlessly turned it into a robot.
Matt Mardigan, your question.
So good.
Everything Schwarzenegger's ever said to movie is the worst quote. Next.
And any quote worth quoting from C.
From Drum. What fictional food would you most like to eat, i.e. Klingon blood pie?
Denise has already eaten them all.
Yeah. What is the, I'm totally blanking on what it's called.
From what series?
It's from the Chronicles of Narnia. It's the candy that the White Witch gives.
Oh, Turkish Delight?
Yeah. I've
doesn't that make you evil?
I have no idea. But ever since I was a little kid, I was always like, that sounds totally good, but I have no idea what that is. And I still have no idea what that is.
Turkish Delight.
Is that like a real pastry, though?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it was from a made-up story. Fuck off.
It's from a land where they don't even have turkey.
Blow me.
It's not even from Turkey, too. It's like an English dessert called Turkish Delight for no reason.
That doesn't make sense.
That actually kind of sounds like a porno move.
Turkish Delight. It's right after the Shocker.
The Turkish Delight.
Yeah, dude, the Turkish Delight takes both hands.
I finish off my Shocker with a DP and then a Turkish Delight.
Is that what that swings for? Totally.
Yeah. It's a harness.
Does it have to have
a
bunch of cord?
It's a sling.
Harness the question, you wear.
Fictional food, movie or TV or book.
I don't know. human flesh.
Oh, no, 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 no. Blue milk from Star Wars.
There you go. That's
there we
a good
go.
One.
But it's just
all
like
the Klingon foods.
Chocolate milk.
Candy from Harry Potter.
Whatever.
The what?
Yeah, the booger candy and the vomit candy.
Birdie, birdie brats. Every
bean,
flavor bean,
bean.
Or
not that.
Chocolate frogs.
Yeah, chocolate frogs. You don't eat those, though.
Pretty sure you do.
No, in the book
you just love them.
Because they just run around.
And then you eat them.
I don't know. Most of the shows that I've watched, that's a good point. They don't really eat a whole lot.
Star Trek is full of fake food.
Yeah, but there was nothing there that I was like, ooh.
Klingon coffee is called Roctuccino. Worms that are still alive when you eat them is called Gah.
Yeah, but that's like every third world country. You can get that now.
They eat dirt pies.
But like all the other movies and shows that I've seen, they A, don't eat, and B, never take a shit.
Well, that's because it's not fun to watch. That's why they also don't watch TV.
It would be funny to see some of that.
If it's fictional food, you got to stick with sci-fi, though. So what sci-fi franchises?
I don't know. Shit in The Matrix.
Like,
I'd give it a try.
The gruel. The corn chowder.
All the proteins.
Protein
mush.
Yeah. I don't know. I try it for the sake of the show and then let you know what it tastes like.
I think it was like oatmeal.
But it
looked like oatmeal.
I don't know.
It was gruel.
Or like,
it looked like...
What is it?
It looked like somebody took oatmeal that was cold.
It looked like
grit.
It looked like vomit from a goat.
What about a fictional animal that you could eat?
Tauntaun
meat.
Yeah.
Smell
nice.
Taste as bad as it smells.
No, but if you
dude, you
if
can probably
you
grill
smoke
that shit
it,
up. But yeah.
No, if you smoke
slow
it, you'll smoke.
You slow
out,
roast it.
Yeah, you smoke out.
Somebody said bachelor chow from Futurama.
Yes,
that's good.
That's good.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you have to do Slurm, too.
Oh, Slurm.
Yeah.
It's highly addictive.
I wouldn't mind trying a squishy, the one that made Bart like...
The super squishy?
Yeah, the one where he got like really high and started tripping on acid.
Yeah,
and then he ends up joining the Boy Scouts or whatever.
all right, I think Slurm wins that one then. Next question.
What is the name of the mascot? Slurms.
Slurms McKenzie.
Slurms
McKenzie. Wham, wham, wazzle!
Oh, my God.
I just want to go to sleep.
Bad.
Can we
eat Blood McKenzie?
I used to have a spring break cap from Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah.
Because that was the Budweiser, like... mascot.
Yeah.
You know where that's from, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where they got that
I
from.
I was in second grade when he was popular.
Oh.
So were you like 20?
Yeah, I was like 26.
Yeah.
So
he
at
was,
spring break.
He was already drinking.
Yeah.
Woo, spring
well,
he,
break.
Well, he was drinking in second grade.
Right.
Johnny A says, what's your favorite current TV show? It can be one for each genre if you like. I love It's Always Sunny, which I had never watched before listening to the podcast, so we're converting people. I'm tentative about Heroes.
Nice.
Don't watch it.
Advertising.
Dude, I might approach them and be like, look,
you,
I can get at least 40 more people watching
you need
your
to,
show.
You need to approach them and Geek Magazine.
I can get at least 30 to 40 people watching your show.
Well, that'll double their audience.
That's true. Do they advertise that show terribly? Or is it just me?
I have no idea.
You wouldn't know. Their commercials don't make me want to watch that show. Josh had to beg me to watch it in spite of the
commercials
making no sense.
I had to beg you for fucking years to watch it, you
Their
son of a bitch.
Don't
it's
make
only
any...
been on for like two.
Three.
What do you mean years?
We're
well,
in the fourth
season
right now.
But not
season,
years.
But you said
it has
like,
been on for four
you
years.
You had
now
to.
They do seven
4
seasons
years.
A year.
This is its fourth
Josh
year.
Josh doesn't know anything.
Can you turn off his fucking mic?
I can.
Thanks, O'Friley.
Favorite TV show currently on, comedy-wise.
Oh. Veronica Mars.
Always Sunny.
Yeah, Always Sunny, probably my favorite comedy.
Current TV show.
I think
on TV now.
There's
across
a lot
the board,
of good ones now.
Well, I'd say across the board, we all have to say Sunny, obviously.
Sunny has
the
filled
Office
the spot
has
that...
still been funny.
The Sunny has filled the spot that Arrested Development left in my soul. It's not as funny as that show. It's funny in different ways.
It's not as together.
You know what
it's
else I fear?
It's not as long-term layered.
Yeah.
There are bits of it, but it doesn't rely
well,
on that.
You know
that.
What else is I fear for that show? I fear that they could blow their wad pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because they've gone to where... We're just screaming, it's crazy, everybody's crazy! And it's funny, but I bet it won't be funny in season 6.
Well, but they will have a season 6, though. They've been renewed for 39 new episodes
wow.
at 13 episodes a season.
Oh, shit, really?
So seasons 4, 5, and 6 have been greenlit, and they've all signed contracts for
funny.
It.
The Office premiere was good. It was
oh,
solid.
Oh, I still haven't seen that?
It was very solid.
Well, it was good. Okay, without spoiling... Oh, goddammit, I don't want to spoil it for you. There was one super awkward moment right towards
the
start of it, which...
Andy and Angela in made that episode. That was hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
She hates him so much.
I know.
Much.
It's so good.
Well, okay. Back. This is actually interesting because the question at hand is favorite show on TV right
now.
Yeah,
right now,
and
currently.
Yeah.
It's pretty small for me.
Well, the Weeds is over for the season.
Dexter's starting on Sunday.
Oh, I've already... The first episode was okay. It wasn't, like, great. Awesome!
Wait, when did it start?
It leaked, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm cooler than you. It's cool. It's, I can get downloaded again if you want.
I watch Fight Quest on Discovery.
Shut up. You know what? You know what I'm digging on right now?
Yeah, they get their asses handed to them every week. It's great.
Every single time. It's great.
Because they're like, we're going to learn Muay Thai, but...
Yeah, you know what?
Right in the fucking nose.
I'm still digging on Wipeout.
Okay.
Still good.
That show still delivers.
I'll watch Ouch My Balls. That is not bad.
You guys are contributing to the destruction of society.
Well, because okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's already on the you know what?
Josh isn't because his ratings don't
right.
count.
Right. Nobody knows that I'm watching it, so
exactly.
I'm not,
but it's making him stupid.
No, but here's the thing, though.
I won't argue with that.
after a long day of working at the job that I tried to describe earlier, and as bored as we all got, because that's what it's like every day, I want to come home and watch something mindless to get my mind off of all that. And Ouch My Balls is perfect. The same reason I watch sports is because you don't have to think when you watch sports. You're just like, that dude totally nailed that other dude.
Dude, there was a
I
Cowboys
watch that
game
shit all the time.
There was a Cowboys game a couple days ago,
a
I guess,
because
I could see all the flags up in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
and either something really good or something really bad happened, like around 9:30, mm-hmm. because I heard the entire neighborhood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was like,
that was the point when a dragon flew on the
I paid extra. I would pay extra for that football.
I'd watch
game.
Dragon Football. Dragon with Sean football. Connery as the voice.
Pass it to me. I am the last.
Did you see the clip that came up, his interview with Diane Sawyer, where he said it was good to hit women in the face?
Whoa.
No, he said that before.
It's a couple years old now.
It's an old clip, but
he's
like
totally straight faced about it, and
he looks like he's about to punch her. She says, "You've said in the past that
he stays really calm when he says it, but he says, yes, I did say that. I still believe that sometimes you need to hit your wife."
And she goes, "When is it a good time?" And he goes, "You know, you've exhausted everything else. She just won't stop. She won't
he's
stop
so
talking.
Crazy.
Like she won't shut up.
She keeps going." And you've already gone over, you've put away the swords, and you've gone over, you know, she knows she's wrong, and she's being a little feisty cunt, and then you know, just pop her in the mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
like, he's so crazy. But,
okay, so he did all that, and I was like, oh my god, he's so awesome! And I was also half thinking, like, wow, he's way more of a womanizer than I ever would have expected. But then she ends the segment with, like, and Sean Connery's been happily married to his wife for 37 years now.
Yeah, he must have popped her in the mouth a few times.
And I was like, oh, well, I guess it's working out
That's
for
okay,
him then.
Ben.
So,
if we
maybe she's into it, you know? Some,
if we
I know people
count
like
the
that.
GSG is still on the air, I'd say you got to add BSG to favorite
well,
current shows.
Well, technically, it's still on the air.
We're between seasons right now. Yeah, actually, we're in the middle of one season
Did
right
you
now.
Hear about Aaron, I think it's Aaron Douglas, Chief Tyrell, giving away about half the ending at a con?
Was he drunk?
Yes.
That's not surprising. I'm not going to say anything that he said.
I'll make up a fake ending. The fake ending is that the Cylons are chickens from Pluto. Okay? So he says, he's like, yeah, I mean, you know, after that last episode, you pretty much know that the Cylons are chickens from Pluto. You know? Guy goes, no, that was not in the episode. He goes, yeah, you need to rewatch it. It was at the end. They get to Earth. It's all blown up. And they're chickens. And he goes, no. That's not how it ended. It ended with everyone standing around. It panned around in a circle. And then it was over. He goes, you need to rewatch it. So he either saw a rough cut or he's confusing the scenes they shot immediately
oh
after that.
Oh, my God.
But he gave away...
Good game, Chief.
...a really big chunk of the
Good
end.
Good game.
Oh, like, how funny.
A really nice chunk of it. I read it, and I'm like... Actually, I guessed most of it already, but it... Yeah, he's either just doesn't give a fuck or he's drunk or something.
He was probably pretty
he
drunk.
He was probably pretty drunk. The way we... When we saw him at AllCon...
He was hammered.
And he was...
I would be, too.
During the burlesque show at the very end of the night, he was, like, wanting to crowd surf. Like, he was so drunk.
It's pretty great.
Pass me! I'm going to jump into you. Pass me! New shows that are starting this season that you're more enthusiastic about. I'm still watching Fringe.
I'm still... I have a couple episodes recording. I have it TiVo'd, and I'll get to it.
I've watched a few... I'm still watching True Blood, which is also...
It got renewed for a second season.
True Blood?
Yeah. So far, on the first two episodes.
Really, with True Blood, I like it okay, except for the main character. That's what it is
for
me.
Did they turn Anna Paquin?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Do they do that in this show?
I don't know.
She's already
She's already psychic and telekinetic, but I don't think she knows she's telekinetic. She does it accidentally.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
I'm still giving that
she
one
She just
help.
Makes me crazy. She's such a bad actor.
To be quite honest, to answer the question, I'm still throwing the fishing line out there, hoping that something will... bite real hard because
hey, you know what?
There's a bunch of shows that don't even start until like October.
Sure.
Like what?
We were watching something that we're waiting to come back, doesn't come back until October.
Well, Dexter's coming back.
No, what main network shows aren't back yet?
Lost.
I don't know. Yeah, Lost is one.
Lost isn't back until next year.
Yeah.
Lost, Battlestar,
next year.
Oh, didn't Grey's Anatomy start this
week?
Yeah,
that started.
Oh, they showed a clip
from
the
soup.
It was a big two-part episode.
I did see the soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she gets stabbed in the stomach with an ice
cream. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That, okay, just so we're clear, that makes even less sense in the context of the episode. It is complete bullshit.
That was so random and crazy.
Does that character die?
No.
They wouldn't kill her off. She's been there from the beginning.
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
She seriously is the best part of the entire show.
I'm going to go ahead and enforce the rules. We're done.
Oh, shit.
We're done. We're done. We'll pick it up.
Ugly Betty came back, too.
There's one or two questions left. We'll pick those up in the post show. Mm-hmm. Oh. Donators and subscribers can get the post show at vault.hijinxandsue.com. Eli can play the outro music. And thank you if you're watching live, if you're watching the video stream, if you're talking in the chat, thanks for hanging out. If you're listening on an MP3, then I guess I still appreciate that. Sure, why not? Hey, since the podcast is a shorter format... and many of you know that the audience started to dwindle when they got longer and longer and longer. Try recommending the Hijinx Pursuit podcast to your friends, families, grandmas.
What are you doing?
Not your grandmothers.
Anybody with internet.
That's the opposite of using a coaster.
Yeah, you're painting with your sweat from your cup. You're a bad
I'm
person.
Painting with my cup sweat because that sounds bad.
And then we're we're done. Hijinx Pursuit podcast. Check out hijinxandsue.com, the comic, the oatmeal. The Secret Surprise, HijinxandSueStore.com, and HijinxandSue.com/donations. Our panelists today, myself, Joel, Eli.
Suck my cock, I'll murder your family!
Denise.
Woo-hoo.
Say the same thing. Oh, Josh.
Caw-caw.
And we're out of here.
Bye, guys.
We're going to go do a karaoke party tonight. That's going to be fun.
Oh, karaoke
Except
party.
Except I still don't know if anyone's coming besides the people at this table. No one RSVP'd. So
we know of at least two more who might.
Who might? Yeah.
I had maybe. Two that were coming have canceled this morning.
Nice.
So.
Wait, who? Are not on the air.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever play the Hell's Highway or Highway to Hell? Highway to Hell.
Because
it's the week that Hell's Highway released, and it would be appropriate and perfect. Are you just turning it up as I talk?
Let me turn down her mic as we sit down.
Teabagged him.